It took decades to turn the Broadway show Chicago into a movie. Directors and stars were interested, but producer Rob Marshall had to find a way to translate this musical to the screen. Renee Zellweger, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Queen Latifah, and Richard Gere agreed to try it, and our reviewer Bob Mondello says it worked.
Let me start by saying I'm not at all impartial about Chicago and its acid tale of nobodies who'd kill to be stars. I was so crazy about the original Broadway production back in 1975 that I saw it 3 times. And then when the revival came along, which has since become the longest-running revival in Broadway history, I caught it not just in this country 2 times, but also overseas with a cast singing in Spanish. So the show's jazz-age mix of mayhem, murder, and razzle-dazzle is pretty familiar to me. Which doesn't keep it from working all over again on screen from the moment that 1920s showgirl Velma Kelly, played by Catherine Zeta-Jones, steps center stage and slays a club crowd with her first number.
Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear the father dip is gonna blow the blues.
Watching Velma from out front are a bunch of policemen who are about to arrest her for murder and a stage-struck innocent named Roxy Hart, who has a vivid imagination. The camera cuts to what Roxy's imagining, herself hitting Velma's big notes, a key higher, of course.
Yes!
Let's go, baby.
Back to reality.
But I didn't even meet your friend, that manager guy.
Don't worry, Roxy. It's all taken care of.
Actually, it's not, and when Roxy, played by Renee Zellweger, discovers her beau is taking her for a ride, she shoots him, which lands her in jail, where she soon spots someone she knows.
You're the Velma Kelly. You know, I was there that night. I was there the night that you got arrested.
Yeah, you and half of Chicago. Look at this, Mama. An editorial denouncing me in Red Book magazine. Not in memory do we recall so fiendish and horrible a double homicide.
Maybe you couldn't buy that kind of publicity.
Publicity for a new vaudeville act. It had not occurred to Roxy that media attention could turn a homicidal showgirl into a star, but she's a quick study and in no time has herself an agent, which is to say, a lawyer. Money-hungry hotshot Billy Flynn, who as played by Richard Gere, hasn't a modest bone in his body.
I don't like to blow my own horn, but believe me, if Jesus Christ had lived in Chicago today and if he had $5,000 and he'd come to me, things would have turned out differently.
Chicago boasts a deliciously nasty story, an acid score by John Kander and Fred Ebb, who wrote Cabaret, and characters as chilly as a winter wind blowing off Lake Michigan. On Broadway, it had spellbinding staging by Bob Fosse, whose work clearly inspired Rob Marshall's direction in the movie. As Fosse did in the film of Cabaret, Marshall found a gimmick that allows him to keep the musical numbers up on a stage. Nearly all of them take place in Roxy's imagination, to which she retreats when things get troubling in more prosaic places, in the courtroom, for instance.
I object.
Sustained.
Your Honor, I haven't even asked a question yet.
Roxy gets a faraway look, and suddenly her lawyer is not just metaphorically tap dancing around the evidence, he's actually tap dancing with a bevy of beauties that the director can glitz up and choreograph as much as he likes. I had no idea that before becoming movie stars, Richard Gere and Catherine Zeta-Jones had starred on stage in Grease and 42nd Street, respectively, but they sure acquit themselves nicely when called on to sing and dance. So does Queen Latifah as cheerfully corrupt jailkeeper Mama Morton. But the real surprise is Renee Zellweger, who does not immediately spring to mind as a singing sensation, but who is a knockout as Roxy, sort of Marilyn Monroe-like. Sweet, vulnerable, and quite funny. There's a trade-off. The stage show's brilliance has always been cold and harsh. The film, by contrast, is more welcoming, which is an odd thing to say about a musical about murderers. But frankly, if a teeny bit of softening gets a few million extra people to listen to a terrific Kander and Ebb score, I say soften away. The razzle will still dazzle, and that, as Roxy knows, is what really matters. I'm Bob Mondello.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.